from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Ay, 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 ay. Let's sing about our actions. Let's sing about gathering communion in friends and being sent forth as Mass comes to an end.
Ay, 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 ay.
Let's sing about our actions.
It's time for Christos Vintage Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, gathering into the studio with a play-by-play, here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome. Ego sum biani smic aeles pagina. In the ordinary form, we're in the 11th week of ordinary time, and in the extraordinary form, we are in the 5th week after Pentecost. And welcome to our 138th episode of Christos Vintage Anywhere. One of the bad habits of the common liturgist is picking hymns that describe our liturgical actions, or should we say brag about them. We're going to talk about the disservice that this often does to our liturgy. But first, here are them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, jungle screechers. Let's check out our liturgical calendar for the 11th week of ordinary time in the ordinary form and the 5th week after Pentecost in the extraordinary form. Now Monday, June 16th in both forms. Feria. Tuesday the 17th in the extraordinary form, 3rd class, St. Gregory Barbarigo. Not to be confused with Barbarino. Now Wednesday the 18th in the extraordinary form, 3rd class, St. Ephraim the Syrian. We celebrated him in the ordinary form last week. Also in the extraordinary form, there's a low mass commemoration of Saints Mark and Marcellinian. Thursday, the 19th, in the extraordinary form, 3rd class, St. Giuliana Falconieri. Also in the extraordinary form, a low mass commemoration, Saints Gervais and Protes. In the ordinary form, optional memorial, St. Romuald. Friday, in the extraordinary form, it's Friday the 20th, extraordinary form, low mass commemoration, St. Silverius. Saturday, the 21st, 3rd class in the extraordinary form and a memorial in the ordinary form, St. Aloysius Gonzaga. And finally, the 22nd, Sunday, extraordinary form, 6th Sunday after Pentecost and in the ordinary form, 12th Sunday of ordinary time. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Christos Vintage Semi-Live. At the neighborhood softball field.
Greetings, sports fans, and welcome to our wacky week of softball. Our regular season ended, but we had the first of 4 All-Star tournaments last weekend. And we're in the middle of playoffs with the regular team this week. And in the middle of all that, I managed to score some more substitute work over at Holy Cross Church in Providence where my buddy Ron works. 3 masses in the ordinary form for that weekend, in addition to the monthly mass in the extraordinary form at St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket. So let's start with our ordinary form masses. Here we are for the 11th Sunday of ordinary time. Now first, before we play our entrance hymn, please bear with me on the excessive background noise. The air conditioner is located directly above the choir loft, and it's quite loud in this small church. Here's our entrance hymn.
Thank you.
And there you just heard it. All people that on earth do dwell, based on Psalm 100, text by William Keith, and the tune Old Hundredth by Louis Bourgeois. The Psalm of the day, we are his people, the sheep of his flock, based on Psalm 100, antiphon music by Marie Kramer, and the psalm tone setting by Joseph Chelineau. This is the setting that appears in Worship 2 and in Worship 3. The Alleluia was the mode 6 chant, with the verse of the day chanted to psalm tone 6F. The offertory was Lord, when you came to the seashore, translated by Willard Jabesh from the Spanish hymn Pescador de Hombres, and sung to the tune of the same name. The Sanctus is from People's Mass by Jan Vermolst. Christ has died, and Amen, the Danish tone. The Agnus Dei from Holy Cross Mass by David Clark Isle. Communion, How Great Thou Art, text by Stuart K. Hine, set to a Swedish melody called O Store Gut. And finally, the recessional, Sing a New Song to the Lord by Dan Schutte. That one's gone, just over the right field foul pole. And now let's take care of business for our extraordinary form of the Mass for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket. And here's our opening hymn. You heard, O God, our help in ages past. Text based on Psalm 90 by Isaac Watts and the tune Saint Anne by William Croft. Now here's an offertory you don't hear too often.
Thank you.
And you just caught right in the background there, the Orate Fratres, as Father turns to the people for that brief moment. Anyways, that song was O Deus Ego Amo Te, and that is set to an 18th century melody, and that's about all the information that I'm given for this piece. I can tell you this, it is out of the St. Gregory hymnal. Now here is the communion. And that is the beloved St. Thomas Aquinas hymn, Panis Angelicus, written by the master of French sacred music composers himself, César Franck. By the way, the first verse and the lead in the second verse was sung by Valerie Mayette, the music director of St. Leo the Great. And yes, that was yours truly doing the counterpoint as well as the organ accompaniment. Finally, the recessional was The Kingdom of God, text by Bryn A. Rees, and the tune Laudate Dominum by Charles Hubert Hastings Parry. And unfortunately, we won't be able to play this one for you as the text is copyrighted. And we'll be back.
do this at church.
Candy Mountain, Charlie. Yeah, Charlie. We're going to Candy Mountain. Come with us, Charlie. Yeah, Charlie.
Anyone ever go to church and feel that everything you sing about is about what you do? Picture this segment in the 70s. Entrant Tim. We gather together. Not the Theodore Baker text, but the Omer Westendorf text. Enter, O people of God. Sons of God, hear his holy word. Gather round the table of the Lord. Offertory. Lord, accept the gifts we offer. Which is set to a fine tune, by the way. All that I am. Accept Almighty Father. Again, set to a fine tune. Take our bread. All that we have. Communion. Let us break bread together on our knees. Recessional. God's blessing sends us forth. Fine tune. Same with sent forth by God's blessing. Or something hideous like go forth among the people. See men of every nation. Now let's fast forward to current intelligence. Entrance hymn, or as the Liturgists like to call it now, the gathering song. Gather us in, all are welcome. Gather we now. We are called. You don't hear much singing about the offertory anymore. Not to mention the politically correct, but not liturgically correct, term. They call it the preparation of the altar and gifts. Now that's the action taking place these days, okay? And they do call the action that in the GIRM. However, in that general instruction, it is the offertory that is still what is being sung. The communion hymn almost always seems to focus on receiving the sacrament or being united together with all our friends, not necessarily our reverence for it. You know, just to give you an example, Adoro Te Devote and Ave Verum. I've had liturgists from the left try to say to me, oh, you can't use those. Those are adoration hymns. Bull. Instead, what do we get? I myself am the bread of life. Table of plenty. Song of the body of Christ. Even in major feasts or liturgical seasons, it seems to be common practice to revert to some general communion song similar to what I just mentioned, instead of a seasonal hymn or a proper. Recessional hymn, or in Liturgist ease, ascending song or song for the journey. The God who sends us forth. Celtic Alleluia with sending forth verses. Take the word of God with you as you go. Now, look in the Graduale Romanum and see exactly how many introits, offertories, or communions boast of our actions. Hardly any, if any at all. Now, some introits may have Psalm 66, 95, or 100, which mentions stuff like come before him singing for joy. Some of them, not all of them. And when that becomes the introit of the day, sure, absolutely, we'll throw it in there. But many times you'll also see psalms like Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Or even Psalm 18, which often alludes me to something like a mighty fortress is our God. Now, the introit, which comes from the Latin word that means entrance, is not our entrance, but the entrance of the priest in persona Christi, or in the name and the person of Christ. The Mass is still, to this day, I'm reminding you, about Christ, not about you or me. Now, I don't know of any offertories in the Graduale or even in the Roman Missal that talk about us presenting gifts or even changing the bread and wine into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you'll also see that there are a number of communion antiphons that do not necessarily focus on the rubrics. Well, you may see an occasional Psalm 34, taste and see the goodness of the Lord, that might come up. Or maybe Psalm 116, our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ, or something like that. But again, these don't happen all the time. doesn't even happen really all that often. Many of these recall various scriptures, perhaps another psalm or something like a passage from the gospel of the day. And now recessionals, okay. Now, if you've read the general instruction of the Roman Missal very well, I'm talking the 2002 edition now, right? The most recent edition of the general instruction. You'll see that there is no recessional hymn. If you can, try to talk your pastor into singing a hymn of praise after communion instead of a recessional hymn. At least at the hymn of praise after communion, you know, at least that's a given option in the general instruction. And chances are, you probably won't have to rush it or cut it down to one verse. Now, of all the pastors I've worked with, I've only worked with one who would actually hang around after the Ite Missa Est and give us three verses to sing as a recessional. But that's very rare. Many times, in my experiences, I've worked with priests who will strut out the door before the first verse is already finished. Now, that shows you right there, why bother with the recessional hymn then? Seriously, wouldn't you rather use chants in the Graduale or a hymn that reflects the theme of a given chant? To me, that would be a lot better than bragging about our gathering or our unity with our buddies. The church has given us stuff to sing for every Sunday and feast of the liturgical year. It doesn't have to be the exact same musical setting as what's given in the Graduale, although that may be the ideal. It just needs to be sung. I'm going to close this segment with a line I've heard time and time again in recent years. Don't just sing at Mass, but sing the Mass. And now here's our musical guest, Kerr DeMarais. And that was the French-based Cœur de Marais, Ave Verum Corpus, written by Camille Saint-Saëns. And in the words of the Coneheads,
they're from France.
They really are. Cœur de Marais, courtesy of The Classic Cat, www.theclassiccat.net. And we'll leave a link to the Cœur's website in our show notes for today. Warning, the website is in French, so if you're not fluent in French, you might want to get a translator.
Crystals Vintage presents Crystals Vintage Sports. And here are your snarky sportscasters, Brian and Seamus.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to our Crystals Vintage Sports Desk, brought to you by Ineffable. It's a word. Seamus is away today. He's in the middle of preparing a treat that you'll get to see on Crystals Vintage TV very soon. So, we're going to keep this very short. What are you thinking of them Cardinal O'Malley Celtics, eh? Yes, sir. Cardinal O'Malley and his Celtics are the 2008 NBA basketball champions, beating out Cardinal Mahoney and his Lakers 4-2. And get a load of that Game 6 score, huh? 131-92. 42 points in the fourth quarter for the Celtics. So, congratulations to the good Boston Cardinal and his Celtics. Now, can we do away with the Celtic hallelujah?
Crystals Vintage. Don't do this at church.
Candy Mountain in Espanol.
Ego sum Vianis Michaelis Pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. What's a good way to spend your summer vacation? By taking full advantage, of course, of our Crystals Vintage Anywhere Interactive Corner. We have all sorts of cool things to do there. You can cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley. We've been falling short on Podcast Alley votes as of late, getting about 2 to 3 a month. With just a little help from you, we can get back to our old counts of 6 to 8 votes a month, or even more. There's also the Crystals Vintage Anywhere official message forums, where you can leave feedback for any and all episodes of Crystals Vintage Anywhere and Crystals Vintage TV. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes. You can give us a dig, that's D-I-G-G. You can even join our ever-growing Facebook group, Fans of Crystals Vintage Anywhere. There's also a link to YouTube and Pyro.TV, where you can watch video episodes of Crystals Vintage TV. Finally, there is our Krakuska Kielbasa Wall of Fame. Check out the link in our show notes on how you can get your neighborhood deli posted there. Do it in between trips to the beach, cookouts, campouts, beer runs, ball games, and runnings of the bull. And as per usual, we thank you for your support. Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Crystals Vintage, the blog, is running in the Best Religion Blog category, and Crystals Vintage Anywhere in the Best Podcast category. And we'll leave these links in the show notes as well. June 22nd marks the celebration of New Catholic Media. If you can get there, this celebration is taking place at the Georgia Convention Center in Atlanta. You get to see and hear some of your well-known podcasters, bloggers, and others, like Jeff Miller, Catholic blogosphere's favorite funny man, the Kurt Jester, Lisa Hendy, who hosts Catholic Moments, Father Roderick Von Hogan, founder of SQPN and host of The Daily Breakfast and many other shows, Greg and Jennifer Willits of Rosary Army and That Catholic Show, Joe McLean, the Catholic hack himself, Father Seraphim Bishoner, the Catholic under the hood, and much more. In that same convention center, on 2 days immediately before that, by the way, is the 2008 Eucharistic Congress, so you have two great reasons to hang around Atlanta for the weekend. The Eucharistic Congress is on June 20th and 21st, and the Catholic New Media Celebration is on June 22nd. I'll leave a link to all of these in the show notes. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Watch for a forthcoming episode of Crystals Vintage TV and brace yourselves as Seamus makes an appearance. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and Oh yeah, the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere and Crystal's Vintage TV.
Made on a crappy PC.